This is Omaha Magazine Managing Editor Daisy Hutzel-Rodman for KVNO's Arts at 8:30. And here are your top five Best of Omaha events for the next few weeks. Sweeney Todd is one of those guilty pleasure shows for me. The legendary tale is about a barber who returns from wrongful imprisonment in 1840s London, bent on revenge. This production by Opera Omaha is conducted by Hal France and directed by Susan Clement Tauberer. Sweeney Todd will perform at Orpheum Omaha February 25 and February 27. Mardi Gras is coming, and those who want to celebrate Fat Tuesday New Orleans style can see the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. This band has been around for more than 40 years since their founding in 1977. They are coming to Omaha with Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. The show will be at the Waiting Room on March 1. Sankofa Dance Afro, a Colombian dance troupe, showcases Accommodating Lie, a show of Afro-Colombian and Afro-contemporary dance with live music and singing. This performance's theme is to dismantle stereotypes and beliefs. Sankofa Dance Afro will be at Orpheum Theater March 4. A great musical is coming to the stage. The Color Purple follows the character Celie as she grows from a young teenager to a woman. She must overcome the cruelty and hardships that life has dealt to discover her inner strength. The Color Purple takes place at Omaha Community Playhouse March 4 through 27. The final event celebrates that day that March is known for, St. Patrick's Day. Ravon Productions is holding a St. Patrick's Day extravaganza. Local performer John Morrissey and friends celebrate St. Patrick's Day through stories and songs, including classics such as Danny Boy and My Wild Irish Rose. A St. Patrick's Day extravaganza will be at Ravon Production Studios March 17 through 19. For Arts at 8:30 on KVNO, I am Managing Editor Daisy Hutzel-Rodman with Omaha Magazine, and that was your top five Best of Omaha.